Welcome to Commercial Property Briefing. I'm Georgina. Today, Gloucestershire. Here's the headline. Gloucestershire is one of the most distinctive county-level commercial property markets in the southwest. A twin anchor county built around Cheltenham and Gloucester, sitting just 5 miles apart on the M5, wrapped in the Cotswolds area of outstanding natural beauty and fringed by the Forest of Dean to the west. HM Land Registry recorded 2,606 commercial-leaning transactions across the six principal towns in the rolling 60 months to Q1 2026. 10 Acutis auction lots have surfaced over the same window, with disclosed yields running from 7.08% on Gloucester Prime High Street Retail to 11.20% on Cheltenham Secondary Leisure Stock. Let me set the scene. Gloucestershire has around 650,000 residents, split between one cathedral city, one regency spa town, three market towns, and a forested western district. The county runs along the M5, the A40, and the A417, with mainline rail through Cheltenham Spa and Gloucester, providing two-hour access to London Paddington. The structural fact every borrower needs to internalise is the Cotswolds AONB. It covers approximately 80% of the county area, including the Cirencester catchment, the eastern half of Stroud, the southern Cheltenham fringe, and substantial parts of the Tewkesbury and Forest of Dean districts. The market is shaped by four structural drivers. First, Cheltenham, the Regency spa town, host to the Cheltenham Festival and the Cheltenham Literature Festival, home to Goodbody Group, and crucially, the location of GCHQ. The Intelligence Services site is the county's single largest single employer concentration and has spawned a deep defence and cyber occupier ecosystem in the surrounding professional services market. Second, Gloucester, the working cathedral city. Former inland port docks, EDF Energy's Gloucester Hub and Kingsholm Rugby footprint give the town a broader and shallower freehold commercial fabric than Cheltenham. Third, Cirencester carries the Cotswolds capital function and the Royal Agricultural University catchment, which generate the highest median commercial price in the county at £410,000. Fourth, Stroud's post-textile creative cluster, Ecotricity is headquartered in town, adds a submarket identity uncommon for a town of 32,000. The top three towns, Gloucester is the largest single submarket by transaction volume, 1,043 commercial-leaning transactions over 5 years. A £250,000 median commercial price, 295 property type O freehold sales. Five Acuitous lots in the rolling record. The Cathedral, the Inland Port Docks Regeneration, the EDF Energy Gloucester Hub, the Kingsholm Rugby Footprint, and the Quedgeley and Hardwick Industrial Fringes anchor a balanced commercial fabric. Cheltenham is second at 855 transactions and a £279,000 median, with the highest office keyword count in the county, 98 transactions, more than half the county total, reflecting the GCHQ-anchored defence and cyber ecosystem and the Goodbody Group wealth management presence. Stroud is third at 363 transactions and a £315,000 median, with the highest freehold O intensity in the county at 63%. That's a clean read on the post-textile creative cluster regeneration and Ecotricity-anchored renewable energy ecosystem. The October 2025 Stonehouse Commercial Centre lot, an industrial estate in Stroud Stonehouse hinterland, sold post-auction at £150,500 of passing rent. Cirencester, at 174 transactions, prints the highest median commercial price in the county at £410,000, reflecting the Cotswolds AOMB capital pricing premium, the Royal Agricultural University catchment, and the agri-food and equestrian estate value. Tewkesbury, at 130 transactions, sits at the M5 and M50 junction. Cinderford, at 41 transactions, is the smallest in the bundle, the principal commercial centre for the Forest of Dean UNESCO Geopark. Let's talk yields. 10 Acuitous lots, 5 in Gloucester, 3 in Cheltenham, 1 in Stroud, and 1 in Cirencester. The tightest disclosed yield in the county is 7.08% on Howden Insurance at 9 to 11 Eastgate Street. Gloucester, a high street retail asset on the city's principal Cathedral Quarter shopping street, which sold at £600,000 against £42,500 of passing rent in May 2025. That print is materially tighter than the Worcestershire benchmark at the equivalent Worcester High Street location and reflects both the lot specifics, a strong covenant insurance occupier on a corner site in the historic core, and the relatively healthier comparison retail trading conditions in Gloucester's Cathedral Quarter. The next tightest county print is 8.13% on St Peter's House, Gloucester, a mixed-use lot which sold at £600,000 at the March 2026 sale. The Cheltenham auction record provides three further calibration points. Winchcombe House on Winchcombe Street, a high street retail asset, cleared at £1.7 million against £187,500 of passing rent for an 11.03% net initial yield at the May 2024 sale. The September 2024 follow-on at 143 to 145 High Street sold prior. The September 2025 lot at 1 and 2 Regent Street, a leisure asset, cleared at £1 million against £112,000 of passing rent for an 11.20% net initial yield. A near identical print to Winchcombe House 16 months earlier, and a clear signal that Cheltenham's secondary leisure and retail pricing has moved sideways rather than down through 2025. Lender appetite. Gloucestershire's lender appetite is broad in absolute terms but strongly differentiated by submarket. High street banks, Lloyds, NatWest, Barclays, HSBC, Santander, plus Handelsbanken's regional offering, compete actively for prime stock and strong covenant tenancies in Cheltenham's Promenade, Imperial Square and Montpellier office cores, the Gloucester Cathedral and Docks regeneration zones, and the Cotswolds AONB fringe Cirencester market. Challenger banks dominate the £500,000 to £10 million mid-market, exactly the bracket capturing the bulk of the 1,048 property type O freehold transactions across the county. Specialist lenders cover bridging, refurbishment, and complex situations through Bristol and Birmingham desks. The risks worth flagging in Q2 2026. First, planning. The Cotswolds AONB at 80% coverage drives material design cost, timetable and consent risk for development finance underwriting. Compounded in conservation areas in central Cheltenham, central Gloucester, Cirencester, Tixbury and Stroud. Second, secondary high street retail in Cathedral City and market town centres continues to face structural demand challenges. The 11.03% Cheltenham Winchcombe House and 11.20% Regent Street prints are the signal that mid-cycle pricing on unanchored comparison and leisure stock is wider than prime regional benchmarks. Third, the Forest of Dean District carries genuine ground condition diligence requirements rooted in coal, iron ore, and stone quarrying mining heritage. UNESCO Geopark designation does not remove the underlying land stability and contamination obligations. Fourth, Gloucester's port and former industrial fringes around the docks and Bristol Road carry historical contamination flags. Fifth, the A417 dualling scheme through Birdlip and the M5 Junction 10 all movements upgrade are both delivering during the report window. Sixth, Cheltenham's GCHQ-related occupier ecosystem creates concentration risk. A meaningful share of prime office demand comes through a handful of large occupiers and their direct contractor networks. The outlook. The 12-month picture for Gloucestershire commercial property finance through to Q2 2027 is one of cautious continuation. Transaction volumes are stabilising at the upper end of the post-2022 range. Prime regional yields are unlikely to compress materially without a clearer rate cycle pivot. And secondary yields, as evidenced by the 11% Cheltenham retail and leisure prints and the tighter 7-8% Gloucester prime pitch prints, have already absorbed substantial repricing. The segments to watch are prime central Cheltenham office and the GCHQ adjacent defence and cyber occupier requirements as the National Cyber Force ecosystem matures, Gloucester Docks and Cathedral Quarter regeneration, The M5 corridor industrial belt between Tewkesbury and Stonehouse, as the A417 dualling scheme and the M5 Junction 10 upgrade complete. The Cotswolds AONB Capital Cirencester Market, as the Royal Agricultural University catchment, continues to attract agritech and equestrian-related demand. The Stroud Post Textile Creative Cluster, as Ecotricity and the broader renewable energy ecosystem continue to scale, and the steady SPV-driven residential investment market across all six towns. If you're considering a commercial property deal in Gloucestershire, get in touch with us at commercialmortgagesbroker.co.uk. I'm Georgina. This has been your Q2 2026 briefing.